And now, James Gravel.
Jesus Christ once asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" The disciples replied, "Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." But Jesus delved deeper and asked, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus' response to Peter was, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16, verses 13 through 18. Jesus had come in the fullness of time, Galatians 4:4, to bring the one thing that all earth's and human inhabitants needed, salvation from sin through His blood. Because God is omniscient, He knew that humans would need redemption. Thus, throughout the history of Israel, He had made both promises and prophecies concerning a future kingdom and its king. The promise was that from David's seed, God would build a house and kingdom, 2 Samuel 7, verses 11 through 17, that would stand forever, Daniel 2, verse 44. 700 years prior to Christ's arrival, the prophet Isaiah predicted, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government there will be no end. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. It was via the church that God would provide sinners a way to escape what Jesus referred to as the judgment of hell, Matthew 23, verse 33. And against the establishment and success of Christ's church, not even the gates of Hades would prevail. Today, the Church of Christ is a reality. It is a spiritual kingdom that is the abode of the saved. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24, Paul informed us that one day Christ will return to deliver the kingdom, the Church, to God, the Father, when He puts an end to all rule, all authority, and all power. Are you a member of Christ's kingdom, the Church?